The NFL season is officially about to begin. So in today's video, we're going to tell you who's going to win each division, who's going to win each conference, and ultimately tell you who's going to win this year's Super Bowl.
We've analyzed all the data, all the stats, and all the rosters to give you the best possible edge in your sports bets this year.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey, because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Beam Pod is presented by BlockBet.
BlockBet offers the best combination of crypto gambling and sports betting, significant bonuses, and has global media branding awareness via their official partnership with the UFC.
Here's how to join BlockBet while receiving the maximum bonus and rewards.
Using our exclusive Beanstalk promo code, you can sign up now and receive a 200% deposit match bonus of up to $500 and 50 free spins on Gates of Olympus.
And if you deposit 50 block or more, you will receive 50 additional free spins on Sweet Bonanza.
We've been making a ton of money using BlockBet, and now you can too.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Beanpod. This is Shane, aka Jolly Green.
And this is Josh, aka Nifty.
So today, we are going to do our massive NFL season preview. This is going to be a really exciting episode. The NFL season is officially about to begin. We have our division winner bets. We have our conference championship bets. We have our Super Bowl bets. We have analyzed everything you need to know about the NFL to make money betting on football this year.
This is the most exciting time of the year for me personally. I'm a huge NFL fan. We got some locks in here. When you look through the data, look through who the new coaches are, some of the adjustments that these teams have made for on both offense and on defense. Man, there are some powerhouses in here, and there's some sleeping. There are some teams that are being slept on heavily right now. Let's jump right into the AFC East. Who are we looking at?
All right, so AFC East, you know, full disclosure, I am a Patriots fan. Okay. You know, the Brady days are long gone. Let's quickly, the Patriots, it's a rebuilding year. You know, they drafted Drake May, second or third overall pick. They don't have a lot of talent on either side of the ball. I'm expecting them to be, you know, one of the worst teams in the league, but I'm okay with it. It's another rebuilding for the year for the Patriots. I don't think anyone expects them to win many games, so we're just going to cross these guys off the list right away.
Cross them off the list. All right. The other team I think we're going to cross off the list is the Buffalo Bills. Mm-hmm. Stephon Diggs has departed. You know, James Cook, he's not really like the best running back in the league. You look at his stats, you know, he's like a 22nd ranked running back in the league in terms of yards after contact, all these things. Josh Allen is a turnover machine. Who is his weapon now? He has Kincaid, and he's got a couple, like, you know, B-grade receivers. Yeah. Like, he's got nothing. So, to me, I don't see the Bills being able to keep up with the other two teams in the division that we like better.
Yeah, another thing about the DeVilles, their defensive leader is Matt Milano, and he's already injured this preseason.
Right.
So, I see they didn't replace Diggs with anyone. Their leader on defense is banged up. I don't think they can compete with the other two teams in this division who we think are a clear step ahead of everyone else.
Absolutely.
So okay, so we're talking about the Jets and the Dolphins here, right?
Here we go.
I think the consensus pick around the league, and if you look at the betting odds, is the Jets, right? So you have the Jets at 2.65-1 to win the division. You have the Dolphins at 3-1. Now, yes, the Jets are absolutely stacked. They might have the best defense in the league, but I think it all comes down to a 40-year-old Aaron Rodgers who really hasn't played professional football in 2 years. Can he stay healthy the whole year? I mean, of course, you have Breece Hall, you have Garrett Wilson, you have a top offensive line, amazing defense. This team is stacked across the board, but what is going to happen with Rodgers? Are you really going to take him to make a full run to the division? Is he going to get injured? Are the Dolphins waiting in the weeds?
So I look at the Dolphins, right? And I see a team that is stacked on offense, putting up 29.2 points per game last season, second in the league. This is an offense that's going to be extremely difficult to keep up with. A-Chain coming back for another season, that guy is a weapon, man. You see that guy, like, he doesn't touch the ball that often, but when he does, he's going for 100-yard scans. Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah, I think what people don't really realize is when the whole team was healthy last year, Tua, Hill, Waddle, A-Chain, and Mostert, this was the best offense in the league.
Unstoppable.
50, 60 points they scored that one time, right?
Yeah.
I know they got a little bit banged up down the stretch, and they had a flop in the playoffs because the players were all injured. But I think when these guys get back to full form, which they seem to be rolling into the preseason, they have a new defensive coordinator. I'm pretty bullish on the Dolphins this year.
Here's the knock against the Dolphins. They have a back-of-the-pack defense. But the way I interpret it is their offense is putting up so many damn points every game that, of course, there are going to be some defensive some points being put up against their defense.
Yep.
So to me, I'm looking between the Jets and the Dolphins. I see a younger, faster, explosive team in Miami. And I see an older Rodgers who there's a lot of question marks around. I think I'd rather go with the young, hot, fast team with the Dolphins.
Yeah, 100%. So let's lock in the AFC East division winner. 3-1 are the current odds on BlockBet, the Dolphins.
Okay, so let's jump right into the AFC South now. There are a few teams in this division that I think we can cross off the list right away.
Yep.
First being the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah.
I don't really see much going on there. You know, you got Will Levitt there. You have a Tony Pollard at running back. They have DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah, they got Calvin Ridley and DeAndre Hopkins, a couple older guys. Like
DeAndre Hopkins, he's past his prime now, right? So this is a team I can see they're kind of in their building phase. You know, with I think Will can be decent in the future,
yep.
But right now this is not the year for them.
No, I don't think so. And then I feel like, you know what, I actually have seen a little bit of hype around this team, but I think we are going to agree to cross off the Indianapolis Colts this year. I've seen some Anthony Richardson hype. I see that. But, you know, Jonathan Taylor, Pittman Jr., these guys just don't really excite me at this stage of their career. They have a decent offensive line. But, again, like, I think the Colts could maybe be, like, about a 500 team. But there's two teams in this division that stand out to me, and one in particular that I think we're pretty, pretty excited about.
Oh, I don't know how you can't not be excited about this team. Okay, so let's rule the Jaguars, shall we?
Yeah.
Okay, Jaguars, you know, T-Law, I don't think he has the headspace to necessarily get, like, to bring their team to the top of that division. They just lost Calvin Ridley, so, you know, that was a key component of that offense. Mm-hmm. Christian Kirk is, like, their main guy, and he's a B-grade receiver.
Yeah.
You know, there's not a lot going on over there. I'm not sold on the Jaguars, so I'm going to turn to a team that is stacked and has probably the best quarterback in the league.
Yeah, I mean, I think we love the Texans. Just a quick word about the Jaguars before we talk about the Texans. I think people are really underestimating. Like, the Jaguars got off to a great start last year. They were 8-3. But they didn't replace Calvin Ridley. I think Christian Kirk, he's not going to be able to become the number one receiver. So you have Brian Thomas Jr., who's now the Jaguars' number two receiver, which means a lot of the onus is going to fall on Kirk. Trevor Lawrence, he's going to have to play out of his mind to keep up with C.J. Stroud and the Texans. So I think we both agree are going to win the AFC South.
They just added a veteran running back in Joe Mixon to the backfield. That guy is a pass catcher, and he stays healthy.
Mm.
You also have Nico Collins and Tank Dell, both super sharp, in addition to Stephon Diggs. So you have three wideouts now that you're trying to stop.
Yep.
And they all possess a unique talent. With C.J. Stroud, who is... That guy didn't throw a pick for like the first 8 games or something last season.
Yeah.
Now that he has all these weapons.
I mean, when you talk about passing the eye test, just watching C.J. Stroud play quarterback is incredible. He now has a much upgraded weaponry around him with Mixon and Diggs coming into the fold with the talent he had last year. He's got another year of experience. And to add to that, the Houston Texans defense is improved from last year. They got some new edge rushers, some new guys in the secondary. So people are saying that they could have a top 10 offense and a top 10 defense, the Houston Texans. So for me, 2-1 to win the AFC South, I think the Texans could be one of the most exciting teams in the NFL. That has to be a lock.
Absolutely. I love the Texans. I got a bunch of their players on my fantasy team. Mm-hmm. I'm all in on the Texans this year.
All right, let's move on to the AFC West. Now, you know, we got the Chiefs, two-time back-to-back Super Bowl champs. I think we can quickly talk about the other teams and we can do some coverage on the Chiefs.
I guess. We could talk about the other teams.
Yeah, I mean, look, we got the Raiders.
That's an organization destined for failure. Forever.
Poor Davante Adams, right? The receiver documentary, Davante Adams. He just looks so sad that he went to the Raiders.
It's too bad, man. I hope he gets traded to like a team that actually can utilize his talent. Yeah. Give him who do they have this year? Minshew
and I don't even know.
It's just the team is a disaster. They haven't won a playoff game in 21 years.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Over there in
I feel like Vegas. A lot of people were kind of looking for the Chargers to start to challenge the Chiefs. They got Jim Harbaugh. It's going to take him a few years. He's gutted the roster.
Yeah.
He got rid of a lot of their top players. Unfortunately, Justin Herbert is already hurt. He had a significant ankle or Achilles injury this preseason. So that we saw what that worked out with Joe Burrow last year. Real tough. The Chargers are lacking talent around Herbert.
They got Gus Edwards and J.K. Dobbins. J.K. Dobbins, two ACLs.
These guys are not sorry.
Two ACLs and an Achilles. That guy is running on one wheel.
They got rid of Khalil Mack, Keenan Allen, and Austin Eckler and didn't really replace him with much.
Yeah.
So we'll rule the Chargers. The Broncos, I mean, I like Bo Nix.
The only thing the Broncos have going for them is that they get to play at altitude. Aren't that they got nothing?
Like, I kind of like the look of Bo Nix. He's looked pretty good in the preseason. Sean Payton, Bo Nix, I think he's going to try to morph him into Drew Brees 2.0, but that's not going to happen right away.
Yeah.
I think maybe if Bo Nix plays well in a couple years down the road. But honestly, I mean, the Broncos also have a terrible defense, too. This is not going to be a good year for them. The Chiefs.
Those are Chiefs.
It's the Chiefs. Like, easy. You got to take them. It's 1.4-1, the odds on BlockBet right now to win the AFC East. They're a lock. They got Mahomes back. They got Kelce back. They got Pacheco back. Rashee Rice might not even get suspended.
Exactly.
They got one of the top defenses in the league. They got a projected top five offense in the league. They did lose L'Jarius Sneed on defense. He was like one of their leaders. He made that amazing play in the AFC Championship game. I mean, to seal a game. So that is a big loss. I'm looking at that potentially down the road. But, I mean, look, it seems like if you're looking for all the locks of all locks, you know, barring Mahomes going down with injury, it's Chiefs to win the AFC.
The only thing Casey was ever missing was somebody like Tyreek Hill to stretch the field. They had that with Xavier Worthy. Now in there, he's got like a 4-2 speed guy. Andy Reid, man. These guys have gone to the Super Bowl 4 to the last 5 years.
That's ridiculous.
So, look, we're taking KC in the AFC West.
Yeah, 100%. All right, now let's move on to what many are saying is the best division in all of the NFL, the AFC North. So we have three teams that a lot of people like to go deep into the playoffs this year, and then we have the Steelers. So let's start off with just a quick roundup of why we don't think the Steelers can win the AFC North, and that's because they have their quarterback as Russell Wilson. I'm sorry, but in my opinion, Russell Wilson is washed up.
He's so bad.
He's never going to be the player he was at the Seahawks anymore. Like, he was great with the Seahawks, but, you know, he relied on his legs a lot, and as quarterbacks get older, mobile quarterbacks, they lose their legs. That is a significant downgrade in their performance. They have a good defense, the Steelers, yeah, with TJ Watt,
yep.
But the skill players around Russell Wilson, Pickens, Freiermuth, Jefferson.
Harris.
Harrison, yeah, it's not an exciting offense. I probably would have started Justin Fields. Maybe it offers a little more upside. But either way, they're not going to compete with the Browns, Bengals, and Ravens.
Who's their coaches here?
Who, Steelers?
Yeah.
They still got Mike Tomlin.
Are they still rolling with him?
The guy goes fucking 9-8 every year.
Jesus.
But, okay.
I think it's time to bring in some fresh blood.
Maybe. I mean, he always makes the playoffs with terrible teams.
True.
All right, let's go. I feel like, in my opinion, the Bengals and the Ravens are the best teams in this division.
Yes.
So let's quickly
Jamar Chase plays.
Yeah.
Still in contract negotiations.
We'll have to. So let's talk about the Browns.
Okay.
The Browns are an interesting team. So they're 6-1 to win the division. I feel like they're kind of a lot like the Jets. They have a stacked defense, top three defensive unit in the NFL.
Yeah.
They have a little bit of a question mark at quarterback. Deshaun Watson, is he ever going to become the player he was with the Houston Texans? Again, maybe not. That guy is a little bit warped.
Yeah.
But he was so good with the Texans.
Years ago.
But then you have Chubb, who's hurt.
Yeah.
You got Amari Cooper. You got Njoku. Like, there's a lot to like about this Browns team. They got Jerry Jeudy.
He's shit.
They got some interesting players.
Yeah.
Their defense keeps them in games. Their offense is, there's a lot of question marks. I think a lot of people that think that Deshaun Watson can return to form, like if Deshaun Watson, it's like, again, like the Jets. If Aaron Rodgers can play out of his mind, the Jets could win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Deshaun Watson can become the Deshaun Watson of old. The Browns can win the Super Bowl, but I'm not betting on it.
Yeah, I'm not touching that team. So let's jump into, we're looking at the Ravens and Cincinnati here.
These are good teams.
These are the two good teams that we think could potentially win the AFC North.
Yep.
Let's talk about Cincinnati to start.
Okay.
So what do we have? We have Joe Burrow, calf injury last year, really struggled to get anything going on that. It just seemed like the offense never clicked. You know, T. Higgins looked okay. Jamar Chase, you know, looked okay. But I think unless Burrow is healthy, part of that problem with that team was their offensive line was fucking brutal. So anytime they're like, Joe Burrow was always under pressure. There's not enough time to let a play develop. Mm-hmm. Like, you need time. And it just wasn't happening with that O-line.
No, 100%. But I like the Bengals this year. I like the Bengals because, one, they've made big improvements to that O-line that struggled last year. So they retained three of their three best linemen, and they added two other guys, a high draft pick and a free agent, to make the offensive line. Some are projecting this as a top 10 offensive line. And again, I was going, when I said the Dolphins, people forgot how good the Dolphins were at one point last year. People forget how good the Bengals were at one point last year. Mm. They were one of the hottest teams in the middle of the year when Burrow was healthy. People were starting to pick the Bengals to win the Super Bowl. Then Burrow went down with a wrist injury. It was all over.
Yeah.
The team still finished 9-8, by the way. Mm. What I think is this is going to be the Joey B revenge tour year. I reckon Burrow is going to be on fire. I reckon Chase is going to come back and play. Chase, Higgins, got this rookie receiver, Jermaine Burton, third-round pick out of Alabama, who a lot of people like, as, you know, he's going to be open a lot with Chase and Higgins out there. They poached safety Geno Stone from the Ravens. Safety was their, they were the worst team in safety coverage last year, 32nd out of 32 teams. They made some improvements to their linebacker core. Here's the kicker as to why I like the Bengals. They came last in the division last year, which means they have the last place schedule. So when you look at a differentiating factor between the Bengals and the Ravens, the Bengals have the last place schedule. The Ravens have the first place schedule. The Ravens have the hardest schedule
they
in the NFL.
They do, yeah.
The Bengals get to play a bunch of shitty teams because they lost the division last year, which a team with Joe Burrow normally doesn't get a last place schedule. That's what put me to take the Bengals over the Ravens to win the AFC North.
See, I see the Ravens as a team that has added Derrick Henry, the king. I love this guy, yeah, man. Yeah. He's fucking hard-nosed runner. Nobody can stop the guy. Mm-hmm. Look at how many yards and touchdowns he put up last year on a team where he was the only player when he's with Tennessee.
Yep.
Everybody knew the ball was going. There was 11 guys in the box. They didn't have to even put DBs out there to try to stop the receivers. It was going to Derrick Henry, mm-hmm. 34 rushes a game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now they got Lamar Jackson. You know, you got to keep your eye on. Sorry, they've always had Lamar Jackson. But you got to keep your eye on him. Zay Flowers back for another season. Likely really showed how good he was. So they can go into these big fronts with Mark Andrews and Likely. I think they have a bit of a chip on their shoulder, you know, having lost to Kansas City last year, but just by that 7 points in the playoffs. I see the Ravens as a team that are going to bounce back this year. And really, I think, you know, Lamar Jackson's 27 years old. He's in the peak of his prime now. Mm-hmm. I think with that running back and now it's Zay Flowers, having more of that, like, weapon on the outside who can actually, like, make some big plays, yep. I see them making, like, really big strides this year. Thing for me is looking at their defense. They had one of the best defenses in the league. They finished 6 in yards allowed. Only 26 touchdowns allowed last season. Mm-hmm. The next closest was the 49ers with 31. Mm-hmm. So they don't allow many touchdowns at all.
Yep.
This is a team that possesses the rock. I see the Ravens as winning the AFC North here.
Look, don't get me wrong. I like the Ravens. But here's what, I mean, other than the schedule difference between the Bengals and the Ravens, what I found with the Ravens is they lost 3 of their top offensive linemen this year. So their offensive line could be a bit of an issue. They lost their defensive coordinator. He's now the head coach of some other team. So that defense might not have the same wizardry behind it. They lost Patrick Queen, who was arguably their best defensive player last year. So I do see, yes, of course, they added Derrick Henry. Great addition. But for me, they lost a few guys on both sides of the ball. The offensive line, the defensive line, the linebackers, the defensive coordinator. They made some. They lost some guys that they weren't necessarily able to replace.
Yep.
I don't love the wide receiver core. I think there's still a lot of unprovenness there. And look, for me, like I think the Ravens are great.
Yeah.
I think the Bengals and the Ravens might be my two favorite teams in the AFC this year.
Mm.
But it was the schedule thing. I think both are good bets. I'm going to take the Bengals at 2.5 to 1 on block bet to win the AFC North.
You make a very compelling argument for them. I like it.
Yeah. All right, so that's the AFC. The AFC is stacked this year.
It is.
There's so many top quarterbacks in the AFC, so many good players, really exciting. So let's go to the NFC, and let's start off with a bang again. Let's start off with your favorite division, the home of the Cowboys, the NFC East.
America's team, baby.
All right, so interesting side note on the NFC East. No one has repeated as NFC East champion since 2004.
Yeah, right. Well, I guess that maybe this is the year.
Is this the year that the Eagles repeat?
Yes, this is. Well, we'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I think we can cross out the Giants.
We can cross out the Giants.
You ain't going nowhere, Daniel Jones.
Daniel Jones. It's not only Daniel Jones, that Swiss cheese offensive line.
Yeah.
Remember that game against the Cowboys last year where you thought Daniel Jones was legitimately going to perish?
Yeah.
They didn't really do anything to fix that line. I think you're going to get a terrible offensive line. Daniel Jones, Devin Singletary. People are... They like Malik Neighbors. I don't know. Guys, doesn't have time to throw the ball.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't matter.
Giants aren't going anywhere. Commanders, I Jaden Daniels, he's an interesting looking young quarterback. I like him for fantasy purposes because he can run, he can throw. I think long term he could develop into a winner. But if you just look at the moves the Commanders made, like they just got rid of Dotson, they got what,
Samuel Terry. Left, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think this the Commanders are in a position to compete with the Cowboys and the Eagles. So let's cross them off.
We're crossing them off. Yeah. All right. So we're pretty much looking at the Cowboys and the Eagles, right?
For sure. This is good teams here.
Look, I'm wearing my Cowboys shirt with pride. I wear it every year. And they disappoint me every year in the playoffs. I don't know. They get, you know what I really like is how many primetime games they get. Maybe that's what it is. But they just brought back Zeke. And that to me says everything about their season. They have no running game.
Yeah.
They have what? Dalvin Cook, fucking Zeke Elliott. We're not going to move the ball on the ground. Every team knows that. So all we have to do is shut down CeeDee Lamb because no other weapon. Brendan Cooks, a little 5'6" receiver that they got there, who's like 40 years old.
Yeah.
You know, maybe throw it to Ferguson at the tight end who runs a 4.89, 40. Like, Dallas has no weapons.
For me, the Cowboys, it seems like they've run it back. They're running back basically the same. Like, Pollard, they lost Pollard. Pollard wasn't great last year. A lot of people don't remember. He was injured. He wasn't really performing very well. No. They're just like, you know what? And maybe they had some sort of plan in the offseason to get some guys that didn't work out. But they're like, fuck it. We're running it back. They got Zeke. They got CD. They got Cooks. They got Ferguson. They got basically the same team they had last year. Now, fortunately for the Cowboys, they do have the same team they had on the defensive side of the ball last year, right?
But they don't have Dan Quinn.
They don't have Dan Quinn.
He's the mastermind.
Mike Zimmer is an excellent defensive coordinator as well. Yeah. He's a new guy. This guy, he's no slouch.
He's not a slouch, but he's no Dan Quinn.
And I mean, look, you got Micah Parsons. You got Diggs back.
Yeah.
Traquan's back.
The defense is solid.
You got Bland, who had all those picks last year. I think this is going to be another top three defense, possibly top three, top five squad. Micah Parsons, I think this guy, you know, defensive player of the year. Micah Parsons, now that Aaron Donald's out of the equation.
For sure.
I think they have enough on the defensive side of the ball to keep them in all games. I still think Zeke, CD, they're going to be putting up points. But when you're in the division with the Eagles, I think it's not enough. So I think we like the Eagles to win this division, don't we?
Look how good Hurts was last year, even with that knee injury. The guy was operating out. Man, it looked like 40% at times. Still hawking 60-yard bombs. Still doing the tush push. You know, all these things. They had bring back A.J. Brown. They got Devontae Smith. They got Goddard. You know, Goddard's healthy. They move the ball real well. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The addition of Saquon Barkley as well. Man, that now the tush push looks really good with Saquon back there.
Yeah, 100%.
That's what, like, they also have a strength of schedule. 9th easiest in the league, mm-hmm. right? Washington 13th, Cowboys 22nd. Mm. So they got a really tough schedule this year. To me, I see Philly as that team comes in. I think I love their coach. I love the way they're high powered offense. It's gonna be tough to stop. I think they made some really key additions to their defense as well because they had that really weak passing defense, right?
Yep.
So I think they made the necessary additions to be the NFC East champions.
I love the Eagles this year. I'll come out and say that. I think they're going to win this division. I'm taking them at 1.8-1 on block bet to win the NFC East. Here's what I think about the Eagles. So think about this. The Eagles went to the Super Bowl. They lost in the Super Bowl to the Kansas City Chiefs 2 years ago in a game that, in my opinion, they got robbed of. They should have won that fucking game.
Yeah.
They started last year the hottest team in the league. They're like 8-1 or something. Everyone's like, the Eagles will never lose again. Then Hurts got hurt. He was limping down the stretch. A.J. Brown wasn't happy. It all kind of crumbled. They fired their defensive coordinator last year. They brought in Matt Patricia as a stopgap. That guy is an absolute dud. This year, they're coming in healthy. They've got Hurts healthy. They got Brown healthy. They added Saquon. They just signed Jahan Dotson. They brought in Vic Fangio as their defensive coordinator, a real defensive coordinator, not this idiot Matt Patricia. I think they've made big improvements on both sides of the ball. And like you mentioned, their secondary, which was their weakness last year, 2 years ago when they went to the Super Bowl and arguably should have won, they had C.J. Gardner-Johnson as their top cornerback. Game changer on the back end. They lost him last year and they really struggled. Guess what? They brought him back. They have Gardner-Johnson as their top cornerback again this year. I think they have one of the best offenses in the league. I think they have one of the best defenses. Maybe not one of the best defenses, I'll retract. A good enough defense to win with Hurts at the helm. I think they're definitely better than the Cowboys. I think they can make a deep run into the playoffs. I'm taking the Eagles.
I like it. So we both got the Eagles, even though I'm wearing the Cowboys hoodie. They are my team, but like, I don't think he got it over there, Dallas. And you're never gonna win anything with Mike McCarthy. That guy's a fucking idiot.
Yeah, we mentioned the coach. He's a bum. He's a bum.
Holy fuck, he sucks.
I think this is probably the year that Mike McCarthy. When the Cowboys inevitably fail,
this is last season.
He's done. Belichick to the Cowboys. Heard it here.
Yeah, bring back Zeke. Bring back Emmitt Smith. Bring back fucking Michael Irvin.
All right, let's move on to interesting division here, the NFC South. The NFC South, you know, they've kind of been a bottom barrel division for many years here. It's another one of those divisions where it always seems to be a different team winning, but I feel like they're up and coming. They've got some interesting teams. So let's start it off right away. I think we're going to rule out the Saints.
Yep.
I think, any team with Derek Carr as the quarterback, sorry. Not winning the division.
He might go 500, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, he's still got Kamara back there, Olave. Yeah, it's just not going to happen. Then the Panthers. They were terrible last year. Bryce Young, he might be a bust. We'll see this year. They made some, you know, they added Deontay Johnson. They still got Chuba Hubbard, Adam Thielen, and I don't know. Like, it's just not a lot of exciting things going on in Carolina, unfortunately. So I think we can rule out the Saints and the Panthers right away.
Yeah, look, there's only two teams that had a better than a 500 finish, And that was just barely. This division is shit. So the Bucks and the Saints both finished with a 9-8 record last year. So there's really only the two teams. Like, we got the Bucks, and we got the Falcons after the other teams we just rolled out.
Yep.
The Bucks, they're interesting. You know, Mike Evans coming back for what feels like his 20th season. You know, we have Godwin, but he's looking a little shaky with that previous ACL injury that he had. Mm-hmm. You know, not looking so great. But Mayfield's back at quarterback for a second season in a row. That could give that offense a bit of time to gel again. They have a really good running back, Rashad White. I like the Bucks from a lot of different unique perspectives, but there's another team I like a little bit better.
Yeah, so the Bucks, they paid Baker Mayfield, right? Baker's got his bag.
Yeah.
He was playing for his bag last year, super motivated to get that money. Now he's got that money. Will he be as motivated? We'll see. Interesting stat about Mike Evans. Over 1,000 yards.
I know.
For 10 years straight, every year has been incredible. That is insane.
That's incredible.
That's insane. Their defense, I think a lot of people like their defense because of what they did last year, but they got to beat up on that terrible division last year. So the stats are a little bit inflated. They got a little bit exposed in the playoffs. So for me, I'm also looking at this exciting, interesting, new-look Falcons team.
Thank fuck these guys got rid of Arthur Smith.
Yeah.
Because that guy might be worse than Mike McCarthy. It was one of the worst coaches I think I've ever seen in the league, ever. They brought in this new guy, Raheem Morris. This guy, what I like about Raheem Morris, is he's a killer on both the offensive side of the ball and the defensive side of the ball. So this guy's a defensive technician where the D ranked in the tops. So what I have him here, he was a D coordinator in 2020, finishing the top six in the league for red zone D and rush defense. He was also around when Atlanta was killing it on the offense. When they had Julio Jones, all those things.
Not Ryan, yep.
This guy, he knows it from both sides. That's a rare combination. So now you have a coach who actually knows what the hell they're doing over there. Mm-hmm. And they brought in a veteran quarterback, Kirk Cousins.
Yep.
If you've ever played football, you know how important it is to have a leader in the locker room who's going to now command the offense. I think the synergy you're going to see between Raheem Morris and Kirk Cousins is going to take this team really far.
Yeah, I mean, having a known commodity at quarterback like Kirk Cousins for the Falcons is going to do wonders for their young skill players, right? So we have Bijan Robinson, who is probably one of the top three most talented running backs in the league. You have Drake London, who everyone raves about how talented this wide receiver is, but we've never seen how good he is because he's always had duds at quarterback.
Ritter and Heineke.
Those guys are absolutely terrible.
Yeah.
We got Kyle Pitts at tight end, another top tight end who's never had a good quarterback. So it's really going to be interesting to see.
He did have that 1 year when Matt Ryan was there.
Right.
That's why everybody's all the hype is around with the fantasy side. He had over 1,000 yards as a rookie.
There you go.
When Matt Ryan was there.
Right.
We got Kirk Cousins, baby.
Yeah, Kirk Cousins, he's not Matt Ryan, but like he's pretty good. And the kicker for me for the Falcons is they have the top offensive line in the league.
Yeah.
Like they don't need Kirk Cousins to be Josh Allen. They can pound the ball with Bijan, top offensive line, move the chains, throw it to Pitts, throw it to London, run it with Bijan. I think this is going to be a formula that works. It's going to succeed. They have two interesting moves. They traded for Matt Judon, who was the Patriots' top defensive player last year. They just traded for him a month ago. So they're all in. They've got another massive piece on their defensive end as a rusher. They signed Justin Simmons from the Titans last year. The defense was a bit of a weakness last year, but with Raheem Morris and the addition of Judon and Simmons, plus Kirk Cousins,
absolutely.
Plus, man, I think the Falcons, like, honestly, when you look at some of the odds for, like, game betting and win-loss totals, I think people are not bullish on the Falcons enough.
One last thing I want to highlight is who has the easiest schedule in the NFL? The Falcons do.
Yep.
This is based on Vegas forecasts. This is really important because on this Vegas forecast thing I was using, last year, 15 teams who had the easiest schedule, 11 had winning records. So on the other side, 15 teams predicted to have the hardest schedule. Only 5 of them had winning records. So this thing's pretty good at predicting the
For sure.
Number one by far, the Atlanta Falcons.
This is one of those teams where at the start of the episode where I said odds makers maybe hadn't warmed up to like how, if you look at a lot of the odds for the Falcons, like for week one, week two, they're still saying a lot of the Falcons, I don't know if they're that good. But I think we're both in agreement that we like them this year. We're taking them at 1.75-1 on block bet to win the NFC South.
Smash it. That's a lock.
Beanstalk lock,
that's
baby.
An absolute lock. All right, let's jump into the NFC West.
All right, so NFC West, there's a couple of teams I think we can cross off the list here to start. We have the Cardinals. I don't think, barring some insane season from Kyler
Murray.
But
what about Marvin Harrison Jr.?
Yeah, I think he's super exciting. I mean, honestly, I don't think the Cardinals are going to be as bad as many people think. I think they're not going to be like a 4-5
win team. 9-8.
That's pretty bullish for the Cardinals, I think.
Yeah.
Anyway, Kyler Murray, Marvin Harrison Jr., Trey McBride, they got some interesting pieces on offense. The defense is terrible. The offensive line, not good. Kyler Murray, he could get knocked out again.
Yeah.
I don't like the Cardinals. I don't think they're winning this division.
No. But if James Conner could stay healthy or whatever, I could see him doing all right.
Yeah, they're not bad.
All right. So Cardinals definitely not going to make it. So there's three teams that actually could, I think. This is probably one of the tougher divisions.
You're thinking that the third team has a possibility of winning the division, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's possible.
The Seattle Seahawks. You're going to give them a chance to win the NFC West?
No, I don't think they're going to win it.
Yeah,
create some suspense here.
Geno Smith.
Geno!
Yeah, I like some of the pieces around Geno. You know, I've always liked Metcalf, super exciting player.
Lockett.
I like this Jackson Smith and Jigba guy.
Yeah.
He's super exciting. He was injured at the start of last year. When he came on, he's really, really exciting. Kenneth Walker. I think he's a great running back. The D is not great in Seattle. That's kind of been a bit of a challenge for them. They spent their first round pick on a new defensive tackle to try to get some more pass rush. At the end of the day, I don't think Geno Smith can compete in this division because you have two very, very talented teams in front of the Seahawks.
Yeah, so we got the Rams and we got the 49ers. Was it a coin flip here, or we got one over the other?
So we're talking about betting odds here, right?
Yeah.
So the 49ers are 1.5-1 to win the NFC West on BlockBet. The Rams are 4.3-1. I think the Rams are a better value pick.
Yes.
At 4.3-1, because I'm pretty bullish on the Rams this year. They, down the stretch last year, they got healthy and they started playing very, very good football.
Yeah, they did.
They got Stafford, they got Puka, they got Kupp, they got Kyron Williams, they got a good offensive line.
This offense is
excellent. The defense, they lost Aaron Donald.
Yep.
That's going to be a big problem. And I think that's why they're 4.3-1. Because their defense is just not great. And, you know, obviously, the 49ers, like, these guys are incredible.
They are incredible. However, they are rostered with a ton of injury-prone assets. Mm-hmm. Debo typically misses 1 or 2 games a season. George Kittle misses 1 or 2 games a season. McCaffrey, he's had a few seasons where he missed some games.
For sure, no doubt.
And
no
he's already entering the season with, you know, a bit of a calf injury. Mm-hmm. Brandon Ayuk, I don't think he's all that good. Don't know how he got that contract he got. The only reason that guy's receiving any yards is because there's 12 other weapons on the field. Mm-hmm. I know there's only 11 guys on the field, but a joke.
Yeah.
There's so many other weapons out there that, of course, he's going to get a few yards here and there. So the other thing I want to note about the 49ers is Trent Williams is holding out.
Trent Williams, that's the key discussion.
So he's holding out. People are like, oh, he'll come back. Do you know this guy actually sat out a full season one time?
Yeah.
And didn't return because they didn't give him what he wanted.
Didn't pay him.
So he might sit out this whole season.
Yeah.
When the games that he's out, the 49ers perform very poorly.
Yep.
So with him out, all it takes is McCaffrey to get hurt. This team completely crumbles. So yeah. I like the odds. I like the Rams. I like the Rams in this division.
Yeah. I think, honestly, I still think the 49ers are going, if I were to say, like, you know, regardless of odds,
yep,
who would you pick? I would pick the 49ers, but I think the better value bet in the NFC West this year is the Rams. I think they can be better than people think. And again, when you start to look at the week 1, week 2 betting episodes, which we will be putting out, giving all of our best weekly betting picks, so make sure to subscribe for those episodes. The Rams could be one of those teams that are offering better odds than they think, right?
Yeah, way better odds. All, like I said, I think the 49ers are a house of cards.
I mean, but they're also an amazing team.
I'm not disagreeing with you. They're in the Super Bowl last year. With a star-studded O and D.
Yeah, they're a great team. But yeah, it could come crumbling down. But you could say that about a lot.
I'm banking on some injuries.
Yeah, we're banking on the injuries. Okay.
All right, NFC North.
All right, this is it's interesting because the conferences are kind of aligned. The AFC North, you know, we talked about the Ravens, the Bengals, the Browns, really, really good teams. The NFC North
is
one of the most exciting. I can't wait to watch all of these games in this division this year. We've got some really, really exciting teams, and then we've got the Vikings.
I wish J.J. McCarthy stayed healthy.
I know.
Because I was banging the table. I'm like, yo, this guy is going to be the next, I don't know, Peyton Manning or something.
Yeah.
But he comes from Michigan where they won the national championship, all these things. He's so sick. Injured, guess what? Jefferson here going to struggle now.
Yeah, you got Sam Darnold in there. Yeah. Unfortunately, I think we're just going to write that team off this year. See you later. And Vikings, best of luck this year. We'll see you next year.
Absolutely. Okay, now we got the Bears.
It's interesting.
I don't know if I can see a rookie quarterback. Everybody's like, Caleb Williams. Yeah, okay, he's good. But he hasn't played it down in the NFL yet. I'm not going to place a conference bet on a team with a rookie quarterback. Mm. It's just not worth the risk.
Yeah.
He's got Keenan Allen over there, everybody's like, it's high-powered offense, DJ Moore, Keenan Allen. Guess what? Keenan Allen doesn't make it through any season. The guy's hamstring will blow apart by week four, especially in that cold weather.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. The Bears are...
I have to say, I'm surprised at how optimistic people are on the Bears. The fact that they're 3.751 to win this tough division, I think, again, people are really putting a lot of stock in Caleb Williams. I will say that, you know, the Bears had the number one pick last year, not because they were so bad last year, but because they got it through a trade. Yeah. So this is, people are saying this is the best situation a number one picked quarterback has ever stepped into. And I don't disagree with DJ Moore, Keenan Allen. They also drafted Rome Odunze, one of the best, after Marvin Harrison Jr., might be the best rookie wide receiver. They got DeAndre Swift back there, running back. They got a potentially top 10 offensive line. All weapons and good protection for Caleb Williams, who looks pretty good.
He looks pretty good.
So he's stepping into a good situation. The defense also looks pretty good. Listen to this stat. From weeks 10 to 18, so the second half of last year, Chicago's opponents averaged a 70.5 QB rating with 11 to 16 TD interception ratio and 6.5 yards per attempt because they added Montez Sweat at the deadline and made some defensive changes. So the defense could be pretty good too. Now, it sounds like I'm super bullish on the Bears.
It does.
I do like the Bears. I think they could be an interesting team that maybe pushes for a wild card spot. But unfortunately for the Bears, like unfortunately say for the Browns, they've got the Lions and the Packers in front of them in the NFC North, and I like both of those teams.
I like both of these too. So the Packers came in to Dallas's house last year in the playoffs and pumped them.
We were in Park City in Utah watching that one, right?
Absolutely destroyed the Cowboys at home. It was so hard to watch.
Yeah, Josh had tears going that day.
Man, I do. I have PTSD. I got to take this fucking hoodie off.
But yeah, you're right. The Packers. Like the Packers.
Packers, man. That coach they got over there, that guy is a gem. Mm-hmm. You know, he's a clever little cookie over there. Jordan Love. You know, if you look at the succession of quarterbacks, you know, when it was like Brett Favre and you had, you know, Aaron Rodgers behind Brett Favre and then you had Aaron Rodgers there and then you had Jordan Love behind it. It's like they produce powerhouses at quarterback. And they have, like, a slew of young receivers. This is an evolving team. I can see, you know, with Romeo Dobbs, you got Christian Watson, you have Jaden Reed. Yep. There's no, like, one guy where, like, okay, the ball is going to him. Mm-hmm. So this is a tougher offense to stop 100%. Because they're all great. Yeah, you know, so it's really hard to stop that. You bring in Josh Jacobs, entering his sixth season, 1,000-yard rusher. He is a really good running back. They have all the components necessary to have a really, really good team this year.
Yeah, and so you take all those skill players, the additions you just said, Jordan Love. Second half of last year, Jordan Love was the top-rated quarterback in the league. He had like a 23-2 interception ratio down the last like nine games of the year. Him and Stroud were actually lighting it up. This year, they're projected to have a top-5 offensive line. I've really been looking at offensive lines because it's super important, obviously. Mm. I think that's why I took Jordan Love in our fantasy league as my quarterback. Right. I think Jordan Love is the key centerpiece to what will be one of the most exciting offenses in the league, along with, say, the Texans and the Bengals and stuff like that. The defense is where they may struggle a little bit.
For sure.
I think there's a risk with the defensive coordinator. He came from college. Now he's translating into the NFL as a defensive coordinator, so he is what you would call a rookie. That's a bit of a, you know, question mark. They've still got Jaire Alexander, Xavier McKinney. It's a good squad. I like the Packers. I think they're going to be an interesting team. I like them to make the playoffs. But, I mean, the Lions. You got to love the Lions.
I like the Lions.
The Lions. Sports Illustrated picked the Lions to win the Super Bowl. Everyone's on the Lions bandwagon. And I can see why, man. The Lions are arguably the most exciting team in the NFL this year.
It's been so fun to watch these guys evolve as a team. Dan Campbell, and this is something, this really highlights the importance of having a really good coach because the organization will follow suit. You know, it's like, look at New England over the all the previous years with Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick, he does something to that organization that ensures that everybody follows what he says to the T. They're not dicking around. They're not taking unnecessary penalties, all these things. These guys are playing for Dan Campbell. We have a team that's going to be playing indoors all season. I think they only have 3 games outside. So that bodes really well for fair weather conditions. Sam Laporta, one of the best tight ends in the league. Mm-hmm. You know, Amon Ra St. Brown. The guy's a weapon. You watch that show on Netflix, whatever.
Sabres.
It gives you a huge insight into how this guy thinks. He's not one of those, like you said, he's not one of those prima donna receivers taking all the attention away, all these things. He just wants to play. 100%. You have 2 running backs, David Montgomery and Gibbs, who are both, you know, they're buying into the system. Mm-hmm. They're not like, oh, I need to be the main guy and all these things. So I like the cohesive unit that the Lions bring to the table, and I see them being the ones who will be winning this division.
Yeah, I think they're one of the most exciting teams in the NFL. I like that Goff, Gibbs, Montgomery, St. Brown, second-year Laporta. I think Laporta could be the next Travis Kelce. I think this is going to be your top tight end in the NFL moving forward. They've got the projected top three, possibly number one offensive line. Again, like these guys move the chains. It doesn't matter if Gibbs is back there. It doesn't matter if Montgomery's back there. It doesn't matter if you're back there.
Yeah.
These guys are moving the chains, right? Goff, he's excelled.
He has been
excellent. He's steady. He's not playing hero ball out there. He's making the short passes. He's doing what needs to succeed. I think they're going to have a bad taste in their mouth. Don't forget, they were up like 21-3 or something at halftime against the 49ers in that NFC Championship game.
Yeah.
We're going to the Super Bowl.
They were.
And they blew it. I think they're going to this is a revenge tour for the Lions. I think, you know, everyone loves, how can you, the Detroit Lions, they're so terrible for so long.
I know, crazy, eh?
I like the Lions. I think they're going to be one of the best teams to watch this year. I think we have to take them. So 2.35-1, right? Because you have the Bears at 3.75-1, because you have the Packers at 3.25-1, the Lions, as good as they are, 2.35-1 is still a decent value, right?
Absolutely.
So I'm loading in on the Lions to win the NFC North at 2.35-1 on block bet for sure.
Okay, so that wraps up all the division winners. Mm-hmm. You can find all these bets on block bet. Use our referral link in the description. Yep. Some great odds on there. We use it because we travel a lot. And with a lot of these, you know, there's games on Mondays. There's games on Thursdays. There's games on Fridays. There's games on fucking Sundays. We travel a lot. If we want to place a bet on the game, if we're going down the States, we can't use the you know, the current apps that we have up here. Mm-hmm. So with BlockBet, we can use a VPN. We can use it anywhere because they don't have the geo blocking, right? There's also really unique benefits to using the platform, which we like, but that's one of the main reasons for the travel.
Yeah, we love BlockBet. You can use it with a VPN from anywhere in the world, deposit crypto, use fiat, whatever. Also, with our referral link, you get a 200% deposit bonus. And as we said, some of these really good odds should and could change. So don't wait. Check that out. But now let's talk about our conference champion picks and our Super Bowl picks. What everybody wants to know, right?
Yeah, all right. So let's go, I guess, with the AFC again.
Okay, so let's start with the AFC. Yeah, who do you think is going to win the AFC? Who's going to the Super Bowl?
All right, so I got four teams here.
Four teams? Yeah.
Well, I'm going to rule them out.
All right.
I'm going to rule out the Ravens because of the offensive line thing that we talked about.
Yep.
I'm going to rule out the Chiefs.
Three-peat's tough.
I think it's just like, it's just, to have that happen again, they've already utilized, what's that fucking famous girl that everybody...
Swift.
They've already utilized Swift and got all the female fans in, so they don't need to keep rigging this, rigging the game with the Chiefs.
Sure. Yeah.
And I'm going to rule the Dolphins.
Okay.
Because I don't know if Tua will stay healthy all year. A-Chain also tends to get banged up a bit. I'm going with Houston.
Wow. That is bold.
It's bold, baby.
I think
the weapons they have, even with Schultz, is such a reliable tight end that we didn't mention earlier. The addition of Mixon, CJ Stroud, that guy's got ice in his veins, man. And now that they put that weaponry around him with the receivers, I think it's just like, I'm not sure how you stop this team.
No, I love that pick. I love the Texans this year. Again, I'm going to be tuning into all their games. I absolutely can't wait to see what Stroud does with that offense. For me, I think second year for Stroud is going to be too much in the playoffs. The defense still has a little bit of questions for me. I think I'm going to go with the Bengals to win the AFC and go to the Super Bowl for me.
Wow.
Yeah. It's the Joey Burrow. So this is what's going to happen.
This guy loves the Bengals.
This is what's going to happen with the Bengals. They have the easiest schedule by far out of all of these teams. They're going to go like 14-3, 13-4 because they get to play a bunch of these shitty teams. You're going to have Chase, Higgins, Burrow. You know who's really good against Patrick Mahomes? Joey Burrow. He's like 3-1 against him in his lifetime.
Mm.
I'm thinking the Bengals are going to have a great season, get the number one and get the bye. Boom, into the playoffs. Burrow healthy. Bengals to the Super Bowl.
Wow. Yeah, I think okay, it's
the
crazy.
Here. Yeah, I like it. So, by the way, the Bengals are 8-1 to win the AFC on block bet right now. So that's pretty good odds.
Smash those odds, baby.
All right, let's go to the NFC. I'll start us off with the NFC.
Sure, go for it.
So the NFC, I think the NFC doesn't have as many contenders as the AFC, but it has some strong contenders. As we just covered, I think you can all agree we're very bullish on the Lions.
Yes.
I'm very bullish on the Eagles.
Mm.
And, you know, a lot of people are very bullish on the 49ers. Falcons, they don't have it for me, not to get to the Super Bowl. I'm picking the Philadelphia Eagles to win the NFC and go to the Super Bowl. I think they're going to recapture their magic they had 2 years ago. Hurts being healthy, Brown, Smith, Dodson, Barkley, offensive line, new defensive coordinator. I think this team is going to be an absolute beast this year. So I'm picking a Bengals-Eagles Super Bowl.
Okay, so I had Eagles, Packers, Lions, 49ers. So let's rule out the Packers. I think they're just a little too young. I think they are an excellent work in progress, just not yet. They're kind of like where the Lions were a year or two ago, mm-hmm. in my opinion.
Yep.
Then I look to the 49ers, and I just see, you know, unless Trent Williams is there, that team's going nowhere. The left tackle is one of the most important positions in football. That's why they're one of the highest paid positions. They have all those weapons. One of them gets hurt. I think it's a, like I said, it's a house of cards ready to just get toppled over. Mm-hmm. Then I look at the Eagles, and sometimes I just see Hurts' presence, and I wonder, does this guy control the locker room? Does he command the presence? Does he have the authority? Do players look up to him? Mm-hmm. Because there was some beef that went on at the end of last year.
Yep.
I think all it takes is a few bad games, and they're going to be getting jarring after each other.
Right.
I see potentially a repeat of last year, and this time between the Lions and the 49ers, yep. this time the Lions win. I'm taking the Lions to win the NFC. I see the trajectory they're heading on. They have all the key components. They stay healthy. This is their season.
Yeah, no, I agree. On the other side, I would say Bengals-Ravens would be my pick for the AFC Championship. Those two teams in the same division, I think, are the best. And then for me, yeah, Eagles-Lions, I agree. And it's by a hair
yeah.
that I would just take the Eagles because I just think, I don't know, something about the Eagles this year, you know?
Yeah. I hear you.
All right, so now it comes to the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl. So basically, I have a Lions-Houston Super Bowl.
Who's going to win?
Houston.
You're taking the Texans to win
the Super Bowl? I'm taking the Texans, baby! Wow.
This guy is crazy, and I like it.
I am crazy.
Yeah, yeah, no, I like it. That's a pick that you're not going to see everywhere. You know, second
no,
year
of course.
Yeah.
Everybody's picking the Lions?
Yep.
It's not going to happen.
I was going to say, you like, can't pick the Lions, yeah.
Everybody.
Right. No, I like it. All right, so shit. What are the Texans odds to win the Super Bowl?
The what?
What are the Texans odds to win the Super Bowl? You pull them up. I'll talk about my pick. I think when you're talking about Eagles and Bengals, that is going to be a great Super Bowl. You know I love Joey Burrow. You know I love the Bengals. But something about these Eagles, with the addition of Saquon, the addition of Dodson, with a new defensive coordinator who actually knows how to do things, and a healthy team, I think the Eagles, who got robbed in the Super Bowl 2 years ago, are going to come back and beat the Bengals to win the 2025 Super Bowl. The Eagles is my pick.
16-1, Houston to win.
So the Eagles are 15-1, so it's pretty similar.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those are pretty good odds on BlockBet for teams.
Hey, baby.
Super talented teams to win the Super Bowl. I like that. I mean, Eagles, Texans, you can't go wrong either way. Lions, you know, interesting pick. So, yeah, look, there's a lot of money to be made betting on football this year.
Absolutely.
So what I've done is I've made all these futures bets. I've bet on all the teams that I picked the division. I'm betting on those. I'm betting on the Eagles to make a Super Bowl. Bengals to win the Super Bowl. I'm betting on the Eagles to win the Super Bowl. And one of the best things about football is there's so many games every week that you can bet on. Week one bets. Week two bets. Mm. Week three bets. And a lot of the odds, as we said, are skewed right now because people don't know the team. So here's the best part. We're going to be doing week one bets and tell you all the best football games to bet on in week one. And we're going to do it for week two and week three. We're going to find all the best games that have the best odds for you to make money betting on football this year. So make sure to subscribe because those episodes are coming soon.
We're also going to have some really juicy bonuses for you guys throughout the season on BlockBet as an official partner. So if you're looking to win some extra cash as a bonus just for signing up through our referral link, we got you there as well. So, hey, make sure y'all tune into the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.